The Village Hall parking lot is full. So is the one across the street. It's not hard for out-of-towners to find the place. Arrows atop Village stop signs all point the way.
Did she sign the... I told her she just signed you down?
It's 3 o'clock on a Wednesday afternoon in Lyndale Mayor's Court. The roughly 50 people on the day's docket crowd into the courtroom, which doubles as Village Council chambers. Sitting in the mayor's chair is George Sadd. He's not the mayor, but Ohio law only allows mayors with legal training to run their own courts. Otherwise, they have to turn it over to a magistrate.
Come on, guys. Smile. This is traffic court. This is not felonious murder court.
Sadd is semi-retired from his job as a prosecutor, and he's been the magistrate in Lyndale's mayor's court for about 5 years. He's a bit touchy about Lyndale's reputation as a notorious speed trap.
Lyndale's not a place where we issue tickets just to collect money. We issue tickets to enforce the law and provide a measure of safety for people who come through the Village of Lyndale.
The Village of Lyndale straddles a 422-yard stretch of I-71 just west of Cleveland. It has no on- or off-ramps, but each year drivers pulled over here account for as much as 80% of the town's nearly million-dollar budget. According to the Ohio Supreme Court, Lyndale's mayor's court handled 4,604 cases in 2011. That's 26 citations for every man, woman, and child living in the village. Law Director George Simon says the numbers are a symbol of good law enforcement.
This isn't about that we have 200 residents or 179 residents or disproportional. If you're not speeding, you would not be getting a ticket. You don't have to speed.
But not everyone buys that the village is just doing its public safety job. Among them is State Senator Tom Patton, a Strongsville Republican who authored the bill that bans mayor's courts in any town of fewer than 200 people.
The size of the cars allows the police, will say, to protect and serve. In Lyndale, the car door should say, we take cash or check. In the 50 years or so that I've driven through Lyndale, I've never seen somebody helping stranded motorists. I've never seen one of their guys writing an accident report. They hide in the shadows under a bridge, and it's a trap.
Patton's law is supposed to take effect on Friday, but Lyndale continues to book court dates beyond the effective date of the law and its talking lawsuit. Law Director Simon explains the objection.
Lyndale is a village. They have all the rights and privileges of any other village in the state of Ohio, and they come under the Constitution of the state of Ohio. And when someone is trying, or somebody is trying to say that we're less than a village, why don't we start saying you can't vote if you're under 5 foot tall or if you're over 7 foot tall? How could you put a restriction on what we are?
Patton responds that lawmakers wrote other, even smaller mayor's courts out of existence already, and there was no legal challenge. He evokes the name of former Ohio Supreme Court Chief Justice Thomas Moyer.
He objected to all mayor's courts. Because he said the mayor's courts, they have a self-interest in this because every ticket they write, you know, they fill their own coffers. And they thought that that was a conflict of interest.
But Patton insists he's not opposed to all mayor's courts.
So 95% of the mayor's courts out there, I think, do a wonderful job. And I think that they alleviate a lot of the strain on the local municipal courts.
But he says not Lyndale.
Right, and they filled that out over there.
As with other traffic courts, most of those who get tickets in Lyndale write out checks to cover the fines and court costs and mail them in. But others have to show up and face Magistrate Sadd.
Are you going to cry?
I hope not. Don't make me cry.
No, I have tissue in case you have. Megan, you have a suspension and no insurance.
I had insurance, but it's just...
Sadd listens, commiserates, knocks down the charges, and moves on. He says he couldn't be kinder and doesn't understand why anyone objects to his court.
I go over their cases. I establish a little friendship with them. I talk to them. I find out what's their concern and what the charges are against them. Often I reduce the charges for them and give them breaks and help them out as much as I can.
Davis Varner was stopped at about 2 a.m. on Interstate 71 and showed up in court to make arrangements to pay his fines and costs. He says he appreciated Sadd's kindness. But he says he's also long heard about Lyndale's reputation, one it's not likely to shake.
It's a speed trap. That's basically it. They're small and it's a speed trap.
The new state law also writes 5 other mayor's courts out of existence, most in rural areas of Ohio. For Ohio Public Radio, I'm M.L. Schulze.